brings us to this past weekend in New York, or in Texas, with the New York Yankees clubhouse.
Yeah, I went
and
in.
Here's Tom.
Went into the clubhouse. Tom with a bit.
Here's Tom with a funny bit.
The greatest bit of all time. And I went into the Yankees clubhouse Friday afternoon, and it was a ghost town. Everybody was ducking the press because of the whole A-Rod thing.
Right.
So I went in after the press conference with A-Rod was finished up and walked around this ghost
town. The Yankees
town.
Are ducking the press?
Can you believe that?
No, yeah. I really can't. I mean, they're used to a barrage everywhere.
You would think so.
Huh.
But they were ducking this time. And the only player of any note who was in the clubhouse was Mike Mussina, the pitcher.
Moose.
Oh, is that his nickname?
It was in Baltimore.
And then I figured this guy would be pretty good because he's a big-name free agent pitcher.
He was on the sports line with Bob Stern back in Lynchburg.
Was he really?
It was a big moment.
Was he a fun interview? Was he a good guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he was fun.
Huh.
He's a nice guy.
Well, things have changed. Anyway.
You're saying he's not a nice guy?
What, this didn't go well?
Well, it was a little tense. Yeah, but I'm sure Bob's line of questioning wasn't exactly the same as mine.
Well, I'm sure if it was a little tense, we'll get some Tom Nervous talking and Tom Nervous laughter.
Oh,
so this should be
excellent.
We just
might. Okay, so a little information on Mike Mussina. He was born in the in Williamsport, PA. He is, let's see, his debut in major leagues was 91, and he went to Stanford. So smart guy.
All right. I was going to ask, why is that relevant?
Because we have to guess how long he's going to tolerate Tom One Question before he completely bails.
What are our choices?
All right. 0 to 30 is your first choice.
Mm-hmm.
30 to 50 seconds is your second, and then more than 50 seconds.
Would you like to go first, Dan?
Yeah, I'm going to pick 30 to 50 seconds that he'll sit there for a little while, and then if Tom says he wasn't a nice guy, I imagine that he kind of gets mad because it took a little time.
Well, The clock starts when Tom's question ends, and then the clock stops when we hear Nervous Tom say, "Thanks, Mike."
Okay,
which means they have completely bailed on me.
30 to 50.
All right, give me 0 to 30 then, because Tom is selling this as we had problems.
All right, now here is the very pale and sporting very dark shadows under his eyes for no apparent reason, since he wasn't pitching that night or anything.
Right, remember. The gag here is Tom will not ask a second question.
That's
he will
right.
just lay out on the guy until the guy gives up and walks away.
Hence the name Tom One Question.
Here we go. Excuse me, Mike. I'm with the ticket here in Dallas. Is it right if I ask you a real quick question? It's not even really about baseball. It's a real quick common man question.
Stop and pause it real quick.
Is your microphone under your shirt?
It sounds like we're in a disco or something. But they've got Scarface playing on the big screen.
Oh, you could tell, yeah.
It's Scarface.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I don't have the microphone by my mouth when I walk up to ask him if he wants to play.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I'm sitting here with Mike Mussina, pitcher for the New York Yankees. Thanks for joining me and taking some time, Mike.
My pleasure, no problem.
I appreciate it. Hey, listen, I've always been curious. If it weren't for baseball or athletics in particular, what do you think you'd be doing for a living?
I have no idea. And I honestly don't. I've never been faced with the question, so I've never really thought about it. I've always wanted to play ball, and I went to college to play ball, and if ball didn't work out, then I had something to fall back on. But I've never had to think about it up to now, and I haven't really even considered much of it. That's it. Anything else you want?
Oh man, listen for the mic. Thanks, Mike.
I think I got it, right?
Yeah, you won.
He's right at 40 seconds.
So did he shove the mic away?
He totally did. Grabbed the mic and pushed it to the side with a look on his face that would have put daggers into me. I mean, he was pissed.
And he sounded like he was so nice.
Yeah, he was really being nice to you. What a jerk.
No one else has ever asked me that question.
He sounded real nice, but the look on his face told a whole different story.
All right, I just want to hear it wrap up again, if we could. So we may have to weed through the whole thing.
What did you say to him after?
Well, I've got that here. If you want to hear the very end of it.
Thanks, Mike.
This is my failed attempt to try to explain it and try to get back on Mike's good side.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Fox show, Bonsai? It aired last summer. They do a bit where they interview celebrities on a red carpet, and they'll ask them a question, and then they'll go ahead and kind of lay out and see how long they'll take before they just kind of give up and walk away. It's something that we do with football players, guys. Welcome to Dallas.
I appreciate it, man. I'm not goofing on you at all.
What? Dude.
What was he saying to you?
He didn't say anything to me.
Dude, if I'm you, I don't...
Oh, you said to him, I appreciate it? I thought he said I appreciate it.
Uh-uh. No, dude. I was saying I appreciate it, not trying to goof on you.
Dude, if I'm you, I do not over-explain with nervous laughter.
Oh,
I get
so panicked,
I get
man.
Out of the clubhouse.
So he didn't
say a word, just stared at me like, you mother effing a-hole.
And number five, that's Bob and Dan and Tom.